Before we start the show, we would like to acknowledge the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which this show is being recorded today, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. We also pay our respects to their elders, past, present. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land.
Are you ready to get hot? Very hot. Very Abby. Australia's cheeky bestie, Abby Chatfield, is about to turn the heat up.
Looking for some hot nights, baby, with Abby. I need some hot nights, baby, tonight. I want some hot nights, baby, with Abby. Gotta have some hot nights with Abby Chatfield tonight.
Podcast.
What's up, everyone?
Podcast. It's time for the podcast. That's my contribution to the song. What's yours?
It's the podcast. It's a podcast time. Welcome to the podcast. Wherever you get your podcast, we are here.
You could have said, I podcast with a friend of mine.
Oh, yeah, that would have been better, wouldn't it?
I guess I just keep freestyling and you can just stick to your beats.
You just keep freestyling.
You can go beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop, and I'll keep freestyling lyrics. Anyway, hopefully by the end of the year, after 1 year together, we'll be able to do a song together without even rehearsing.
What do you mean?
It.
I texted the other day going, hey, Tommy Trash and I are in the studio.
Time, Paul.
No, mate. That's not what you said. You're like, I've got nothing good to contribute to a song. And we're like, no, you'd be great on a song.
I was being humble. I know that I have every skill possible.
It was the first time for everything. Oh, what's that? Is that water?
Oh, because I need to wee.
Oh.
Don't.
Oh, that didn't sound
like
water.
You don't have UTI issues.
So tonight on the show, we did heaps of fun stuff.
What did we do?
I can't find my run sheet.
We spoke about designer vaginas.
Oh, yes. Moustache chat as well.
And right now, Abby's hotline.
Let's get into it. You need to go to talk?
Hell yeah.
Bye, guys. Bye.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Hello. Hi, Abby speaking.
Hello.
God, I can't believe it. It was
how big? Welcome to Abby's Hotline. It's Abby.
Rowan.
Yeah,
is there anyone in the sick bay? Yeah.
I wouldn't know about the sick bay. I can check. You want to, like, you all right? What happened?
I hurt my lip.
Oh, is that the noise that I heard?
Yeah. And I think my tooth is cracked.
I think your tooth is cracked?
And I've hurt my lip and I feel like the sick bay. Did I hire a nurse, or are they only like on call? Like, what have I done?
They're floating around. Normally, first aid officer is Jenny, but you know how I feel about Jenny. I wouldn't trust Jenny.
I wouldn't trust Jenny either, mate. To be honest,
but she probably just put some ice on your lip or something.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's like it's really sore. It's really, really sore.
Give us a look at it. Do the bloody. Oh, I can't even tell, mate. There's nothing. Hang on. Oh, I can see it.
Yeah.
It's just like a little bump. We're still eating your sour straps. That's what looks all right.
Yeah, so the lips are working.
Okay, interesting.
Yep. Good job.
You know we've still got those $100.
Jimmy Spring vouchers. If you guys want to give us a call, 131060.
Yeah, so if you need any advice about anything.
Anything, give us a call because we're sitting slow down in the office.
By the way, you remember Christmas party, we were actually short on the vodka.
Yeah.
We called Jimmy Prinks.
We did, didn't we? We love Jimmy Brings.
And the best part about it was,
yeah,
turned up in under 30 minutes. It was like
absolutely.
26 minutes, actually.
So if you need a voucher for Jimmy Brings, give us a call on 131060.
And you know, it's actually funny. When Jimmy turned up, he needed advice.
Yeah.
We're like, no.
Jimmy, it's not free.
Jimmy. It was like, hey, listen, Jimmy.
Mm.
You came with the Grey Goose, right?
It would have been nice
if you came with some limes. But remember, there was the whole lime incident.
Does Jimmy come with limes?
No, Jimmy doesn't come with limes.
I'm sure you can.
Well, I think the problem was Jenny was meant to order the limes.
Stop blaming everything on Jenny.
Well, she's a
She's
a very easy. And then Jimmy was getting mad. Then he was asking about his missus. And then it got so weird. Oh, you better get.
Oh, God, here we go. God, slow down the office.
Sorry.
Abby's Hotline, how can I help you?
Hi, this is Crystal.
Hi, Crystal. What's up, babe?
So I've got two crushes at the moment. Sadly, both taken. One's got a girlfriend, and one is now actually one of the new three bachelors.
Which one?
Felix.
What do you mean you have a crush on Felix? A basketball player? What do you mean?
Yeah. Wow. So I've had this crush on him since I was like 15. Never really shot my shot.
For lack of a better term. Yep.
Yeah.
Shot your shot, basketball. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Pun intended.
Okay.
But I just want to know what, you know, you would do next in this situation where like your crushes have been taken.
Okay, wait. So go back to Felix. So wait. So you know Felix from where?
Basketball.
From Melbourne. Classic. Classic. Shoot your shot. And you're the same age as him, are you?
Yes.
And do you have any gossip about Felix? Like, why do you have feelings for him? Like, have you ever kithed? Like, what's the?
No. I've just always had a massive crush on him. We've kind of like been like chat friendly, but never like done anything serious. I've always been very shy, and he's always been incredibly out of my league. So like now I'm like, wow.
Disagree. Here's what you got to do. Call the Bachelor producers. Get in the mansion. Did you apply for the Bachelor? Oh, you couldn't have because it was already cast by the time.
I actually did think about it after my last breakup with someone. We watched the Bachelor last season and I was like, I joked, oh, I'll never have to apply for it. I should have applied for it once I broke up with him.
Oh, babe. Okay, here's the thing. I think you need to give up on these two crushes, but Felix, let's be honest, the Bachelor success rate, pretty low. It's pretty low at the moment.
That is true.
So
is
I reckon, true. Have you ever told Felix Von Hoff that you have a crush on him?
No, but I feel like he might know indirectly. I don't know.
Right. Okay. Any gossip about Felix you can give us? Anything?
He's really nice and genuine most of the time. He's got great banter.
Grow up. Yeah.
No, but like, yeah.
Oh, babe, enjoy Jimmy Brings Voucher. I reckon just try to move on or wait till Bachelor's finished filming and then slide on in. You're the one, you're like, okay, Jesus. That was a good one. Abby's Hotline, how can I help you?
Hi, Abby, my name's Georgia.
Hi, Georgia, what's going on?
So, I've got my 21 plus one next month.
Mm.
And I've got a very mixed crowd.
Yep.
And I'm just worried it's not going to be a vibe.
Babe, who cares? It's your birthday. Who cares?
I know, but like, I'm scared that people are just going to be sitting around like...
Not talking?
Bored. Yeah.
Why? Is like work friends and then like so friends from high school?
So I've got like work friends, my family, and then like friends outside of like that.
I don't know. I feel like mixed bags are always quite fun because everyone can ask questions like, what do you do for work? And ask all the boring stuff and hear all the work gossip for the first time. Or they can hear all the family gossip for the first time. Like my coworker, actually my employee, Rowan, he's 30th.
What? Well, hello? Do you want me to get on this? I'll get this call. Yeah, I'll jump in. Hello?
Hi.
Abby's Hotline. How can I help you?
So I've got my 21 plus one.
Yes.
And I've got a mixed group of people, like work, my family, outside. I'm worried it's not going to be a vibe.
No. Well, here's one question you need. Do you have any people there that will light the place on fire? You need a couple of party starters. Well, then you're it.
You're it. Also, they all have you in common.
Yeah.
So they obviously all have a similar personality trait somewhere in there.
Yeah.
That's, you know?
As long as you light the place on fire, get up and about, they'll all be fine.
Okay, cool.
You'll be right, Georgia. You will be okay. Fingers crossed.
Thank you.
Dolls.
I'm glad I could help there.
Yeah, thank you so much. I like, because all my friends are like really fun to the point where I get worried that we're going to have like an item that people pass around to talk with, you know?
Oh, the talking stick. Unbelievable thing.
Abby Chatfield, the producers of The Bachelor have called and are holding on line 3 for you.
Great.
Naughty.
Sorry.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Apple have a new update that I think will save some asses.
Do you?
Ooh, what's it going to be?
What's this going to be?
Good mystery. Basically, have a new feature apparently coming out in iOS 16. I have no idea what we're up to now. Is it 15 or are we a couple behind?
Mine now is 15.5. I checked this before. So,
I don't almost
know.
There.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's going to go 15.5, then 16 or 15.6. I don't know. I think it normally goes by the 0.1, right? But this looks like it. Yeah, I'm at 15.5. But I think I'm mostly up to date. Maybe I'm not.
I don't know, but that isn't really the question.
Wow.
Like, honestly, my ADHD brain just completely went blank when you were explaining which iOS update for 4 minutes. I think it's 15.5. You know what? It could be the next one. Could be 15.6. No, you know what? After that, it could be 0.55. Hey, you know,
maybe just take a breath. Just take a big, long breath. Take a breath. We'll come back to it.
That was 4 minutes explaining about which iOS update my brain. I literally, in the video, I bet producer Trent kept me glazing over. And not listening.
Oh, great. Now we know what the video is.
Sorry. But anyway, in iOS 16, you can change your little messages once you send them. Like you can, I mean, you can unsend on Instagram, but you can now edit the messages and unsend them on iMessage, which I appreciate. But it can only happen up to 15 minutes after it's been sent, which I think is kind of a stitch up from Apple. And I think that's so.
Why?
Because Instagram, you can do it whenever.
Yeah, but Apple's like,
but why
the whole
they,
thing.
What's the feature of that? What's the function of that? You know what it is? Conspiracy theory.
A little bit naughty.
Tinfoil hat on from the chat field. I reckon it's so that iOS 17, they can say, oh, now you can unsend whenever you want.
Well, luckily, there's probably 10 more updates before we get to 17. Because the way updates work is it goes like 0.5, then it goes 0.6. I think it goes 0.8.
Anyway.
But does it go to 0.9 before it goes to 16?
I don't think anyone knows.
No one knows that.
To be honest. Have you ever sent a message that you've wanted to get rid of 15 minutes?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I've sent full, yeah, I'm a yeah, classic, yeah, yeah. I'll send photos. Screenshots. What kind of photos?
Not just, you know, bad ones.
Just silly ones. Like ones of you like Oops. With naughty slime.
Yeah. It's actually too slimy.
Too slimy. I've sent screenshots of fights to the person that I was fighting with.
Yeah, we've done that. Yep.
And gone, look how silly you look.
Oops.
Gaslighting. You listen, look, read back your messages that you sent me.
Yeah, you got it. You actually, in that instance, your only tactic is to gaslight.
Yeah.
Like you can only gaslight.
Or you can be honest and be like, listen, I thought you were being ridiculous, so I was going to send home mum.
No, that's too honest.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like 15 minutes isn't long enough. I feel like it's only for like typos or for like texting the wrong person. I feel like we need a savior from like drunk texts. If they haven't opened it the next morning being like, Jesus, thank God I can unsend this.
Like, I feel like I want to try and describe why I think they've only done 15 minutes, but I feel like you're going to glaze over again.
There you go.
Eyes open.
My eyes are... I'm not going to blink.
I feel like for all the iPhones in the world, it'd be a lot... You blinked! I think for all the iPhones in the world, it'd be a big deal other than just an app.
Okay, you finished. What do you mean?
I think I'm actually finished with tonight, if
what
I was.
What do you mean other than just an app?
Well, the app is like sits in the cloud and stuff.
Oh, you think it's harder?
With the iPhone and the software update. Because
no way.
We haven't decided whether or not it goes point.
Mate, they have Face
7.
ID, as though they can't just unsend whenever you want.
The Face ID is in the software of the phone. It's not on an app.
Do you know how Apple Pay works? It just floats in the air and
I double tap. No, it doesn't. It is. It's on the phone, mate. Click, 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 click.
Yeah, exactly.
Done.
Exactly.
Face ID, click, click, done. Same thing.
Yes.
Instagram
unsend,
DM.
Double tap, unsend.
Yes, from the app. Just imagine what Instagram will be like when it gets to 16.2.
But on iMessage, if they can do 15 minutes, is there a timer going tick?
No, because then you have to change
like
the software.
Games, Squid
not,
Games?
Don't there, bring Squid Games
is,
into this.
Is there a Squid Game like tick?
No, there's talk, not.
Tick, tock. I reckon there is.
No, I don't reckon there is because Instagram is an app that sits in the naughty little cloud.
But if
and
they
then,
can...
No. Then iPhone sits as software that gets updated.
But if they can do it for 15-minute messages, why can't they do it for 16-minute messages or 18? Why
30 15? Minutes, even 20 minutes. Okay, this is actually my rebuttal. Because in 20 minutes, it adds another 25% software power.
No, it doesn't. How
yeah,
do you
mate,
do
it
that?
Does. Because it's so clear. That's why Instagram can do it on the cloud, but iPhones must do it in the software update. Now, we're not too sure if it goes, 16, but maybe in 16.1 or
but
17. I don't know how it works.
15 minutes is a very round number for, the software can only do 15 minutes exactly.
Would you prefer
only
12
a quarter of an
minutes?
Hour. Time is a made up construct.
No, well, it's not.
Oh, a quarter of an hour is all we can do.
That's a fair and next, reasonable.
Mark my words. This time next year when we get I Am We 17, I bet it will say, whenever you want, unsend a message.
Will it be, okay, but will it be 17 or 16.1?
Shut up.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
So, babe, I've been talking to you about my best friend Christabel's birthday present.
Yeah, we were at a lunch. How'd you go with that? Did you give it to, you must have given it to her after lunch, because obviously I left early. So there was obviously the debacle with the handrail.
So you know I didn't give it to her. Stop saying, oh, yeah, you must have.
Well, I was trying to do some radio theatre, you know, but, you know.
Yeah, but you've already ruined the radio theatre because last
you
night I told you.
You ruined the radio theatre.
No, because last night I told you that I haven't gotten it for it.
Oh, yes, my apologies. So I did know that, actually.
You know what you missed? Continuity.
Okay, well, Jesus. I wouldn't mind some continuity between you and I, actually.
Anyway, so Christabel, I've had three straps. So Christabel, best friend, and I've said before, vibes. She is very good at getting presents, very sentimental.
Yep.
I'm not as good, and it isn't because I don't think about people. It's that, honestly, right now I'm too busy to think about, like, sit there and go,
You were good with my present, though. Like you got mine pretty good.
I got you Aesop, because all you talk about is Aesop. It was pretty easy.
Great present.
I just threw some money at the issue. I was like,
well, did the same thing.
Yeah, but the issue is she's so sentimental. So I actually didn't have time to get her anything.
Mm-hmm.
The other issue is naughty Marco. I can't go into a store because Marco can't be left alone.
Loses it.
So I actually can't go. I have to get delivered somehow. And I told her on Friday, babe, I haven't got it for you today, but I have it for you tomorrow. Saturday, didn't mention it.
And she didn't mention it either?
No, because she doesn't actually care. Like, she wouldn't ever
care.
Yes, 100%. She would not actually care. I paid for our lunch on Friday. It was about $570.
Jeez.
So, yeah, and honestly, wasn't that worth it. But.
Really?
Yeah, but a lot of money. So, I paid for that. And then I didn't get her flowers or anything. I haven't got it or anything.
Okay.
So now I'm thinking I might just take my time to get her a present and get her one, something that's actually worth it.
Yeah.
Or do I get her something?
Even I got her a bottle of wine.
Yeah, you got her a present. I didn't.
I got her a present. I forgot.
But then I get a text yesterday as well.
Oh, yeah. From Christabel. Best friend.
So she goes, oh, do you want to have lunch for... Sorry, I've just seen a screenshot of a certain post that I sent you as well.
Where?
The post that I sent you as well. Sorry, one radio, I can't dare.
All right.
So she basically goes, oh my God, so excited for your birthday. Got your present wrapped and ready. See you for lunch on the 24th.
So she's already got your present.
Wrapped.
And ready.
Ready.
Well.
So what do I do?
Well, now you must get her a present.
Of course I'm getting her a present, but I'm just really sure. I don't have time. Maybe tomorrow I'll have some time. But I'm like, what am I going to get her? What am I going to get her?
You know, I've
actually bought us matching rings twice, and she's the first one she lost when she got a surgery. The hospital lost it.
How'd she lose it? She was just asleep.
Yeah, but she had to take it off, and I think she lost the bag of her jewelry, whatever.
Oh, okay.
And the other one I haven't seen her wear in a while, so I'm wondering if she lost that as well. So could I just get her another matching ring?
You can't get the three ring. You can't do the three ring.
What could I do?
You were talking about a gift voucher at one point.
I'm not going to do that anymore. I can't do a voucher now.
Well, now you can't really wrap a voucher.
No, and I can't do it. I can't give a voucher.
It's like shoes. Get some shoes.
She only wears three of the same pairs of heels.
Well, we get one pair of those.
No, she has white, nude, and black. She's like has
nice,
all the colours
she like
nice
she watches
needs.
Or something? Do you like it?
No, she's like
watch?
Watches.
She
no,
get her watch?
No.
Necklace?
She doesn't really love necklaces. She likes gold hoops a lot.
But would she love a necklace from you? Maybe.
I'm going to go for a walk around Bondi. Tomorrow, and I'm going to
find some stuff around there.
And Marco can come with me.
Does she like nice smells? Because you go to Bondi, there's that nice Le Labo shop.
No, she only wears one specific perfume. The same one that Kyle Richards from Real Housewives Beverly Hills wears Baccarat.
Okay,
right. I know. It's stressful. And she also is very particular about her house. So I can't like buy her like a nice vase or, you know what I mean? Like, I can't buy her something that would like, ooh, kooky for your house. Like, she's very particular and needs certain things in particular spots.
You have me stumped as well, to be fair.
Yeah. Maybe I can get her,
I don't know. The gift voucher's looking pretty good at the moment.
Yeah.
Don't you reckon? Anyway,
yeah.
We'll see. Well, good luck. Can you let me know how you go, please? I reckon go with the earring or necklace or hoop earring.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very. Mary Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Someone on TikTok that I actually recognise his face. I do like a lot of his content. I think he's quite funny.
You?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But he's let me down. Well, not really. Not that I really care. But I'm going to bring it up anyway. So he's posted a video basically roasting, for lack of a better term, Australians for putting on their North Face jackets in the middle of winter.
Well, here it is now.
Here it is.
Welcome to mornings in Bondi. Oh, listen, mate, sun's out. Chuck on the North Face, mate. Sun
fair enough.
Now, chuck on the North Face. Fair Why enough. Not, mate? You know what I mean? I'm near the beach. It's sunny, but I put a North Face on as well.
Yeah.
Oh, coffee, North Face. Oh, I just want to go for a little jog. North Face again. What is wrong with you Australians? Oh, you know what? I might just go for a little coffee. North Face.
First of all, why do you care for wearing North Faces? Second of all, oh, I'm near the beach. Yeah, babe. It's windy near the beach. It's actually colder.
Yeah, it is.
In the beach areas than it is in the inland areas. Often
it is.
It is colder because of the breeze from the ocean, okay? And the ocean is attached to Antarctica, okay? We're the closest continent to Antarctica. It's a bit cold right now. Also, it's 10 degrees. It's pretty rich coming from someone who comes from a country where they sunbake in London. In the park, when it's 7 degrees, they get all excited and they go, oh, tops off.
The sun's out, though.
Get a grip.
Sun's out, though, when it's 7 degrees in London.
But the thing is, that's fine. Do whatever you want, everyone in London. But here's the thing. Yes, you guys are more adapted to the cold.
Mm.
We are more adapted to the heat.
Yes, great.
I'd love to see some people from the UK in summer. Actually, I have seen friends in the UK here in summer.
Have you?
It's about 24. They go, babe, I'm absolutely sweltering. And I'm like, it's 24 degrees. Put a jumper on. Like, get a grip. It can go two ways, Rowan.
Can it really?
What's, it can go two ways.
Well, okay, well, talk me through the ways.
Well, the ways are, they can say we can't handle the cold.
Yeah.
They can't handle the heat. Get out of the kitchen. As their Lord and Savior, Gordon Ramsay, would say, you know?
What do you think of Gordon? Do you like Gordon Ramsay?
I quite like Gordon Ramsay.
You like Gordon Ramsay?
Yeah.
Very yelly, though.
Actually got me.
Your best friend, Christabel.
Best friend,
yeah.
She actually got me a card of Gordon Ramsay. We love Gordon Ramsay. We have a little fan club. I bet he'd be okay with wearing North Face.
I reckon he has North Face.
I reckon he wears whenever he can. Also, are they expensive?
Yeah, very expensive.
Like, babe, cost per wear.
What's that?
Like, how much is it?
I don't know. I'm just really poking now.
Stop poking.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Bringing you the best news to you, for you, live from the top of the Hot Nights News Tower. This is Good News Tuesday.
Good evening and welcome to Good News Tuesday. I am your anchor, Abby Chatfield, and here is my co-anchor, Naughty Rowan Edwards.
Hello, I'm back again for another week of good news, and wouldn't you believe it? It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. It's Tuesday. What is your good news on this Tuesday? I've got some.
I was having a hard day and then you decided to be nice to me again.
You know what's crazy? Do you know what mine was going to be?
Do not say I've decided to be nice to you again.
You know what
do not say that.
Mine was actually going to be.
What was it?
She smacked my head on that chair.
Oh my God.
Mine was going to be, I have the best co-host in the world.
Oh, that's so lovely.
I know.
That's so lovely.
I'm grateful for you today.
I'm grateful for you every day.
Yeah. Love you. See?
Love you. See?
All I need to just say one line and it fixes everything.
Well.
Very much, you know, Catholic Church vibes, you know, absolving me of my sins. If I just say one thing, I'm absolved.
Fully absolved.
And I can say that because I went to a Catholic school. I can be mean all night, then I go,
sorry.
I'm sorry.
Sorry. Yeah, two, one man behind a partition. Sorry. All good. Fixed. Oh, I should have done that. Sorry.
So give us a call. What is your good news on this Tuesday? 13 10 60. It can be big or small. It could be that you found a ring that you've lost for a little while.
Oh, yeah, it could be.
It could be that you got a new water bottle. Or it could be you just gave birth.
Could be you're in the hospital.
You're in the hospital.
Listening to Hot Nights.
And you've thought, hang on, baby's been alive for 1 minute. Yep, all good. Give him a call.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Put the baby on the phone.
It could be that
You'd be drinking more water. and you've drunk 2 days of water every day for a week.
Yep. Or, you know, that's all examples that I've got. Or you've gone to print something out and there was colour ink in the printer because it's very hard to come by.
So, see what we're saying? Really could find a lot of new good news. Doesn't matter what it is, we want to hear about it. 131060, call us now with your good news on Good News Tuesday.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Give us a call.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
Bringing you the best news to you, for you, live from the top of the Hot Nights News Tower. This is Good News Tuesday.
Welcome back to Good News Tuesday. We recapped our good news earlier. Yes. My good news was that I have a beautiful, amazing co-host, Rowan Edwards.
My good news was that my co-host has decided to be nice to me. So we asked you your good news on Good News Tuesday. Hello, Bailey.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Hello.
Good, babe. What's going on?
I start a new job tomorrow.
Hell yeah. That's a hell yeah.
That is a hell yeah.
That's exciting.
What's your job?
Working at Toll.
Working at Toll? Working
at where?
The Blue Trucks.
Oh, of course.
Oh, tolls.
Oh, always quick.
Absolutely.
Always quick one. Yeah,
great. How good. Gabby, what is your good news?
So I had this crazy idea to bake a cheesecake, but make it creme brulee. And I did it tonight, and it worked.
Wait, explain, delicious. Please. Gabby, I'm going to lose it. What is it?
Okay, so it's like a vanilla cheesecake, and then you turn it into a creme brulee with like the crispy top on it.
So you just put sugar and then like flamboy it?
Yeah, and it works.
But how do you do it though, Gabby?
Like you put sugar onto it and then you get a butane torch.
You burn it.
And you just burn it.
Yeah,
Gabby,
and it works.
Gabby.
That's genius gear from
Conrad's
Gabby.
Birthday cake. That. 100%. Billy.
Hi.
Hi. What's going on? What's the good news?
My husband has sperm after a failed vasectomy reversal.
Yay!
I was like, where sperm, are you going with wanted, this, Billy? It's like,
Wanted sperm. We love it. Well, congratulations. It's very exciting. Danielle, what is your good news on this choose?
We won our semi-finals for netball tonight and we're into the grand final next week.
Yeah. And what's the team called?
Viragos.
Go Viragos. What does that mean?
Well, like the car.
We're better than that.
Oh, okay. Okay, all right, okay, all right.
Okay. Marco, what is your good news on this choose?
Hello, yes.
Is this your dog?
Uncle Sluggy!
This is my good dog, my cocker spaniel, Marco. Okay, yes, babe.
Yes, okay, so today, Mommy was silly, which is you.
Yeah.
She left the door open to the land room.
Yes.
And her dinner was on the coffee table.
Yep.
Perfect height for me to enjoy.
So you ate my dinner tonight. That's your good news, is that you made me upset.
Well, it was delicious, Mummy.
Okay. And what was the dinner?
It was butter chicken.
Nummies.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Babe. Stash chat. You're better. It's much better than stash chat. Sorry.
Stash chat.
What you gonna do? Oh no, that's batch chat.
That's batch chat. Chat.
So because of Top Gun.
Yes.
There is a naughty little character, Miles Teller, and his facial hair has apparently started a new trend. Well, I guess a revival trend.
I love Miles Teller.
A revival of a trend, and that trend is a naughty little moustache.
See, I started growing mine, pardon me, not because of Top Gun, because I had COVID at the start of the year and I was just at home and bored.
So you didn't have them when I met you, is what you're saying?
No, I didn't.
So you, when we did our demo.
Yeah, a demo is when you
radio
get together
BTS,
and try and figure out if we're good together. Which,
so you're like chemistry testing, I guess, you know?
Yep.
Pass it, flying colours.
Flying colours.
Well, when we did our demo to see if I was going to pick you from the plethora of options.
Well, there was one.
Well, I did 45 demos.
Oh, sorry, yes.
And
out of the 45.
Yeah,
yes.
And you were number 4. Oh. And
three knockbacks.
Three knockbacks, yeah. No one to do it with me. He's laughing.
Oh,
now.
I'll pick that guy from Brisbane.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But I didn't, you didn't have a moustache.
No, I didn't. I mustn't have.
That is so bizarre that I
mustn't have.
Well, your caller ID is actually you. We put a little filter on you of you without a moustache.
Oh, yeah, I saw that the day.
Whenever you call me, it makes me laugh so hard.
Does it really?
Makes me, like, really have a good giggle, like a grandma giggle. Like, you know, grandma goes, like, they cross their arms and they go,
But you, I mean. but you and I have come to blows a couple of times because I said I wanted to get rid of it.
Yeah, and I don't think you should. I think, so it says here they've come back in, but I don't think porn stashes have ever really gone out.
Yeah, no, I've always been a big fan of a big, thick Tom Selleck lip slug.
Yeah, I the last guy that I dated before, Conrad, had a moustache.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it. And when it's he nice. Shaved it off one time, I was like, get a grip.
Well, you can't just throw it back on. Lucy, my girlfriend Lucy's really excited to see me without one.
Really?
Yeah, so the only reason I would maybe shave it is just to show up, but then I would grow it right back, I reckon. Because I've now, I go through moments of like, oh, I don't like it, it's patchy. But what I've learned is, in the last 6 months of having a moustache, is that it changes a bit. You know, it changes the look.
Maybe it's hormonal, that like certain times of the year, when the moon is in a certain position.
In retrograde and stuff.
Still
the Mercury and stuff.
Yeah, that maybe certain areas fall out and it's a sign or something. Like,
I just think I'm playing with it a bit too much and some falls out and I get a bit patchy. But then after I go to the barber and he trims it, it looks a bit neater and I like it a bit more. But I've learned that my moustache changes with the days and is part of me and my body.
Yeah.
You need to accept it and love it.
Do you think you're ever going to get rid of it?
I don't feel like it. I don't feel like getting rid of it.
Does your dad have one?
Used to have a really thick one when he was younger.
Right. Yeah. And then what made him get rid of it? Did your mum say something?
I don't actually know. That's a good question. I might ask him.
Because I feel like...
I don't know.
I love a lifelong stash.
Yeah.
Because you've really committed to your look.
Yeah.
And I was actually talking today on a fashion podcast about eyebrow shapes.
Oh, right.
And we were
right.
talking about eyebrows coming in and out of fashion.
I just thought that was one. Sorry.
No, there's so many different eyebrows. Just one.
I don't know.
This is why it's so beautiful having like a straight man as my co-host.
Yes,
because
I had no idea. I had no idea,
So that, you know how there's like my brows now that are quite thick and bushy, and you can also have like Cara Delevingne brows that are bushier. You can have soap brows go all the way up. You can have very thin brows. Like
early 2000s. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. I understand.
1930s. Brows come in and out of fashion, right?
Different brows.
As most women's, looks do, which is a whole patriarchal issue, which is going to be put to the side right now.
A whole
now.
Other conversation.
But I was saying, we're talking about brow shapes and brow trends, and I reckon that the next brow trend is just going to be what's best for your face.
Well, that'd be probably the best.
Yeah. I really believe it, because some people are getting thin brows now, some have bushier brows. I think there's more variety of brows, and I think the new facial hair trend should be what's best for your face.
And you think this is best for my face? Do you think it should go a little bit lower?
No.
Or it's a bit nicer up? It's right where it is.
No.
See, I kind of accidentally trimmed it a bit too far on the left side and I've had to kind of come in on the right side. So now it was when I first started the show, I had a moustache, but it was probably down here. Not too far down, like a goatee.
Like handlebars.
But it was like starting to edge on like Stone Cold Steve Austin type vibes. But now it's come back up and I think I like it this funny, but I'm not sure if it's too short.
I think keep the slug retracted.
Do you think I should dye the slug so it gets a little bit darker?
I'll do it.
Will you
dye? I'll dye your slug.
You dye my slug?
Yep.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Write that down. We're not doing a blonde slug. We're not that dark. Yeah, we get some just for men. Yeah, that's the dye, isn't it?
We get some just for men.
Would you do that?
Just for men.
I'm a bit frightened though, because if it's not good, I want to shave it.
If it's not good? Funny.
It's going to be very funny, isn't it?
Hot Nights Podcast. This is a Hot Nights content warning. The following content may offend you, so please turn off your radio now. Or if you're kind of curious, you know, just keep it on.
It's time for
Naughty After 8:40.
So we should maybe do our sexy voice. Sexy.
Yeah, not so sexy this one.
No,
it's more sexy. Just like it just needs some. It's content warning. Want to talk about it? So I've been seeing this TikTok recently, going around, going a bit of viral from one of my favorite TikTokers. No idea what her name is.
Right.
This is the issue with TikTok. You only know their faces, not their usernames, and they all have weird usernames. Like, you know, Only Slug or like something really stupid.
It's not a bad name. It's like,
yeah, something really relevant. Right. But there's this interview with a really huge TikToker and her guest. And her guest is saying she got like a BBL and she got, you know, all this work done. Like
BBL.
Whatever. A Brazilian butt lift.
Oh, right. Yep.
Which is a very dangerous procedure. Very dangerous.
Does it put excess fat from other parts of your body into your bum to make your bum bigger?
I think so. Basically, yes. No okay. one come for me. I think that's what that's well, how I understand
I,
it.
I don't know. I don't,
yeah. But also, apparently, to get a BBL, this is a sidebar, to get a BBL, you have to gain weight to have fat to put somewhere.
Oh.
But if you're naturally don't have that much fat in your body, you will just lose the fat and it'll be a bit of a waste of money and risk. And also, if you gain the weight back, it doesn't go back into your bum. Yeah. It goes back to where it was before.
Of course.
So,
yeah, that's not good, is
this
it?
This isn't about BBLs. This is about, she said, I've also got a designer vagina.
Hmm.
So, have you heard of this, Roro?
See, I originally thought designer vagina actually was vajazzle.
Yep, so now, you would now, think that. And that would
I
be
thought,
beautiful.
Yes, I thought it was the vajazzled. Couldn't believe it. Little old Tasmanian was like, oh, it's a vajazzle. But no, I have heard of designer vagina, and that is where there might be excess skin on the labia, and the surgery is to get rid of it.
Yes.
And that is the designer vagina to make it, quote unquote, neater.
Yes, which is disgusting. Bad. Yes, bad. We don't like it.
Don't like it.
We don't what? Like it.
I got love for all. You know, it's like, don't, you know.
And if you've had, it's called labiaplasty. If you've had labiaplasty, this isn't any hate towards you.
No,
it's about the society that has created shame around your inner labia.
Yes.
So for those of you who need a bit of a lesson on anatomy,
mm-hmm.
there are the outer labia and the inner labia. The outer labia are like the normal skin parts and the inner labia is just near the opening. And that is usually different lengths. And usually people describe them as being innies or outies, which in itself is really disgusting. And there's a lot of shame. I think, honestly, in my experience, mostly from women to other women because they will say, you know, oh, your vagina looks weird. In The Bachelor Mansion, I had girls commenting on my vagina, being like, oh, my God, let me look at it. I was like,
let me look at it.
Yeah, we compared vaginas one day. But like,
did you?
Yeah, babe.
Okay.
Whatever. You know, it's like one long sleepover. Like, what else are you going to do? You have nothing else to talk about. Oh.
Might as well check them out.
Have a look.
I don't think I've heard, certainly not one of any of my mates, but I don't think I've ever heard blokes going, oh, it was awful. Never.
No.
Never.
No, this is the thing. I've never had any complaints whatsoever.
No.
I mean, if I ever bring it up, I get laughed at.
To men. Like men laugh.
Like, and also obviously women that I've slept with, like, could not care less. But men will be like, and I'm not saying this because my pussy, it's great. I'm saying because they're like, I have never once thought of anything remotely close to that with anyone that I have ever gotten with.
I am just mostly grateful.
Yeah.
I'm mostly grateful.
Yeah, yeah. And people can say, it's for me. But actually, there are a lot of instances where it minimizes sensation and it minimizes pleasure, and it also can be botched to the point where you can't have intercourse at all because there's not enough stretch left in your labia. There are so many issues with quote unquote designer vaginas, and it makes me really upset. My very good friend who introduced myself and Conrad, Ellie, she actually has been on the show. She has a whole coffee table book of different labia because she wanted to get labiaplasty. And the doctor was like, you're better off getting some chin liposuction or something.
Oh, that's
he
right.
He told her, yeah,
that's
yeah,
right,
yeah.
That's right. He said, no, it's fine.
Chin but reconstruction.
Maybe chin reconstruction.
Yeah.
And I
so
died. It was so funny because I was on the side profile and she's gorgeous.
She's so gorgeous.
But I got it.
No, don't say that.
I'm kidding. Oh, it was so funny.
But the fact the doctor was like, unnecessary. So she has a whole, she actually is traveling around Australia right now in her Pussy Palace. That's the name of the van. But it makes me really upset. And I feel like this is a very common thing. And I do think this idea comes from women who have internalized misogyny and who want to, who don't understand that like there are different types of vaginas. And people will even like, different types of vulvas. And people will even like say, like, kind of like rank themselves and be like, oh my God, like, you're like, oh, I have like a Barbie, I have a Barbie vagina. Like, I have, and I'm like, does anyone really
care? So nothing
care?
There. Nothing there.
And all you're doing, yeah, and all you're doing is just making, is just adding to like stereotypes about women or people with vaginas and labia needing to adhere to a certain beauty standard. And it's just not very fun. So I just want to bring that up because I'm just like very anti-labiaplasty. Not if you've had it, but I hate the reasons why it exists.
Yep. And I'm against it too. Just put it out there.
Thank you. And so well, all your mates, they're all labia of any size.
They are just grateful.
Yes.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
That's how it goes. Now it is time for our song of the end of the show. Text 94.
So long, farewell, avidas and adieu to you and you and you.
Wow, I think you're nailing that. Normally, Abby does this thing where she clicks into like a triangle and an up and down. It's a coordination thing. Never gets it right tonight. Nailed it.
I actually got it right the entire time I was in the jungle because nothing else to do before I won.
Yeah, you did win.
Waiting to win.
So, tomorrow, Wednesday, hump day, getting Conrad on. Midweek with Conrad.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Looking forward to the big dog.
What are we talking about with him? Whose go is it?
I think it's, it's your go.
All right.
I think it's his go.
All right, we'll see. Who knows? Good hook.
Clearly
mystery.
Don't know. But,
come back tomorrow to find out.
Conrad's on. See you guys.
Need more hot stuff in your ears? Subscribe to the podcast now and catch the show live weekdays from 7 p.m. across the Hit Network. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
Got it.